A theologian of the Middle Ages once wrote, "If the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough." Contemporary writer Anne Lamott says her nighttime prayer of choice is, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." Our reason for gathering today for worship is a form of gratitude, and believe it or not, humans have been designed to be thankful. A wise priest once said, "To withhold acknowledgement, to avoid celebration, to stifle gratitude may prove to be as unnatural as holding one's breath." We give thanks at every Eucharist. We say, "Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give God thanks and praise." It feels right because we know that God is the giver of bountiful joy, endless love, understanding, and forgiveness. We expect on Sundays to give thanks and praise. So on this Sunday, what do we see in Luke's gospel about gratitude, thanks, and faith? Our story today is Jesus and the 10 lepers. Now, leprosy is a horrible disease, but it's mainly curable now. But back in Jesus' time, it meant separation from family, friends, society, and any and all comfort. Lepers tended to roam together, looking for food and begging for assistance, usually from afar, because they were not welcomed within city walls for fear of contamination of others. In this account, in Luke, 10 men encounter Jesus, all of them lepers, and they're yelling for mercy. And he responds, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." Now, in some other miracle stories, Jesus heals the afflicted right there and then. But in this case, he asks them to go on a journey of faith. He asks them to go to the priest. But why? Well, the local priest was the guy who could declare a person free of leprosy, not a doctor. If such a miracle ever did happen, as it rarely did, the former leper would then be free to come back inside the city gates to see family, to look for work again, to worship in community again, to be restored to their former life. If the priest gave them the okay, they would be healed in the eyes of society. So off they went, the 10 lepers, probably still gnarled with the disease, but perhaps a few steps into their journey, they started to be healed, and their hands and fingers were restored, and their feet and their toes and their faces. And they raced off to be officially declared healed by the priest and to have their dignity restored. But one guy, a Samaritan, which is really a dirty word in the Bible, he comes back. You see, Samaritans were outsiders, they were heretics, and mainstream Jews didn't have any dealings with them. Now, Samaritans were worshipers of Yahweh, and they did adhere to Mosaic laws, but at some point they had intermarried with pagans, and for that and, well, some other semantic issues, the Jews really didn't like them. Yet Jesus treats this guy just like he does the other nine. And the Samaritan dutifully heeds Jesus' command. And he's healed like the others on the way to the priest. But this guy is so overcome by gratitude that he forgets himself for a moment. He delays his own restoration with his family and his friends. He delays the gratification of being a person that is in the community of value. He delays dancing in the street with his feet that now work and a face that's not hideous to look at anymore. Instead, this guy goes back to Jesus and falls at his feet with a version of the prayer, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." The other guys have run off to start their lives again, but here's this Samaritan, this foreigner, this outcast that is showing more gratitude than any of the local guys. This fella is living his gratitude. He has literally turned around and he knows that Jesus is his Lord. The Samaritan that everybody thinks is a heretic is the one guy that really gets it. Jesus then tells him, go on your way, your faith has made you well. Or in Greek, this is translated to his faith has made him whole. His decision to turn around, to come back, to believe in Jesus and to give thanks and praise. This made him not just free of a dread disease, not just healed, but whole. Whole in body and soul. But just as with many of Jesus' miracles, there is more than just simple healing going on in the story. The healing and subsequent gratitude of the Samaritan certainly holds up a mirror to those that witnessed this miracle and to those of us that read it today. Because Jesus demonstrates that social and ethnic barriers are obsolete when it comes to conversion and worship and faith. Jesus shows us that barriers that we construct, humans construct for one another, are invisible in God's eyes. He is teaching us about the real nature of faith. The nature of faith, like we talked about last week, is not something that you can fold up and tuck in your pocket. Faith is not something that belongs in one certain church and not others, but it's something that you do and live. And to live faith is to give thanks. It is living a full life of gratitude that constitutes living a life full of faith. I used to work with a woman in Memphis named Mary. And she worked every day at a senior citizens center, but at night she worked at the cathedral where I came from, and she worked cleaning up, taking out the garbage and scrubbing the floors and cleaning the toilets. She was also the caretaker of three of her grandchildren and several of her great-grandchildren. She lived right behind the church in a really bad neighborhood that was full of poverty and violence. She took countless people in that needed a place to eat and sleep. She suffered from diabetes, and she had lost all of her teeth due to no access to dental care when she was a young woman. And her hands were gnarled with arthritis. But by God, every time I asked her, hey Mary, how you doing? She would reach up from her little 4'11" body and she would shake my shoulders and she would say, I am blessed. I thank God every day for the things that I have in this world. And according to most of our standards, we would think she didn't have much. But she had the strongest faith I've ever witnessed, because she was able to see the beauty in the smallest of gifts. She was able to see the face of Christ in the lowest of folks, the mercy of Jesus in a broken world. She was grateful. More than that, she was full of joy. You know, doctors say that there's evidence that gratitude alone is a stress reducer, and that people who are grateful are more hopeful and have stronger immune systems. God in creation hardwired us not only to function with gratitude, but to thrive when we practice it. Being grateful and saying thank you are absolutely at the heart of God's hope for the human race and God's intent for all of us. So if the only words that we can muster when offering up a prayer are two simple ones, let it be known that we are living into God's vision for the world when with truly grateful hearts we whisper, thank you.